do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
America's new transvestite army.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Ooh, yes.
If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite application. We're always available at crabdiving.com.
God bless the United States.
God bless the United Shush. However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate Shush. The fuckatoni Rooney out of it.
Go fuck yourself.
We're going to be here. That's an interesting new pasta.
Oh, yes. Fuckatoni absolutely.
Rooney. Fuckatoni Rini.
Comes with hepatitis.
We appreciate you being here. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Or you can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which we don't check as often during L show.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. Actually, it's kind of hot as fuck and humid as fuck here.
Oh, my God. It really is.
Mild fuck.
Yeah.
Because I know what's to come.
Oh,
still,
my God.
When the triple digits slither in and the hurricanes.
Right. Is it Jesus or some God, some kind of fucker supposed to fix this weather?
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Water, big water, God. Ocean water. Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
You know, some guys just never opt to shut the fuck up, you know?
Well, he can't.
No, he just can't.
He's like a shark.
It's a sickness. I think you need to apologize to sharks, unless you know any fascist sharks.
I haven't inquired upon its political.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I might let them fill out a card and mail it. Send a seal or something.
Yes. It's hard telling everybody's cutting off their fins to fill those little cards out. Sad.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Oh, and God, I just clicked on an article. You know, it's the worst moments for Don Trump Jr. of 2019.
Oh.
And they only have 9.
Come on.
They only have 9.
The top 9.
Was it this year that he took his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, out for Valentine's Day and filled the whole fucking restaurant with teddy bears like some weird fucking, furry perv?
Ooh.
You know, whatever.
Are we sure they were teddy bears and not furries?
We aren't sure about anything.
Mike Pence is like, ooh, I'm going right. to bust out my Marlon Brando outfit.
Is Mike Pence allowed to have food with a female?
No.
Stuffed animal without the presence of mother.
No, I think whatever. I think it needs to be searched for to see if it's anatomically correct.
Oh, yeah. We're going to look to make sure all your holes are facing the right direction.
Make sure there's no cloaca on any of those stuffed
right.
alligators.
I'm going to chloroform you.
Roll time.
Roll gators. They're going to kill you.
Florida gators.
They'll kill you for that.
I know. I'm playing both sides.
Come here, poser.
Roll Tide. Go Gators.
Yeah. Both sides. Pow, 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 pow. There's both sides.
Let's see what's going on out in the void, and then we will get to the shit that we deem
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, June 26, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
That's media rape right there.
Ooh,
we will pound you into glass.
Media rape. He was saying Bill Cosby was being quote unquote raped by the media because he wasn't being covered fairly as a serial rapist, I think.
Right.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
He said it out loud.
Can you repeat that, please? I told you.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
No. Nobody just raped Bill Cosby. However, Bill Cosby just raped Bill in the blank is a sentence that can be true.
God, I've got one more Glenn Beck rape.
My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
He said that.
He did.
In what context? Not that it would, I don't know, explain it away.
I don't remember.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
That was in support of the rodeo clown years ago that was dressed up like Barack Hussein Obama.
Very ape-like Barack Hussein
and
Obama.
Unflattering, racist, lots of stereotypes at play. Nobody gave a fuck.
And he was let go.
Yes.
And Glenn Beck came out in favor and solidarity with rodeo clowns.
Imagine you go to work one day and you're a rodeo clown and you get your costume. You're like, holy shit, oh cool, I get to play the president. Wait a minute. What's with these big stupid ears?
I believe he made that decision on his own, which is why he got fired. But
this was an audible on his part.
Wasn't he in like Oklahoma or something? He knew the crowd
right.
to which he was playing.
Well, they might. Well, yeah.
They loved it.
Good call, dickhead.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
Wayfair workers walk out.
Hell yeah, baby.
Over detention biz.
Right. Yeah, we're not going to make any shitty plastic furniture.
Hundreds of outraged Wayfair employees at the company's Boston headquarters walked off the job today to protest the online retailer's business with a contractor that operates migrant detention centers.
Oh, okay.
Workers learned last week that the furniture outlet sold $200,000.
Right.
Worth of bedroom furniture
to one of these facilities
to a government contractor called BCFS.
Yes.
For the purpose of outfitting an immigrant detention facility.
Right.
In Carrizo Springs, Tejas.
Yes.
Reportedly capable of detaining 1,600 migrant children.
Did you happen to see or hear Rachel Maddow last night?
I did.
And these kids never had to be separated.
Correct.
They have parents.
Correct.
So.
But now they're saying, we want proof. We want DNA. We want all your papers. And they're not good enough. The papers you give.
Yeah.
And some people are here with their uncle or their aunt. And they have papers proving that. And they don't care. And some are with their brother and sister. And they say
inside.
No. Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck.
No, they separate the brother and sister. Like they come across the border with an older brother.
Yes.
Or older sister.
Right.
And then our beloved Border Patrol says, too bad. Yeah. You're not the parent. Therefore, cage for both of you.
What is the... Listen, I get it. The purpose of this is to inflict pain, right? Mm-hmm. Pain on brown people. For some fucking reason.
Yes. To stop them from flinging themselves in MS-13 waves across the southern border.
You know what's shitty is that they probably think even with all this bullshit going on, maybe it's better than staying.
Well, yeah. In
I mean, some, you know,
in many cases,
people seek asylum under desperate circumstances.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, you know, I'm going to, you know, go seek some asylum later today. Why not?
Employees greeted the news by sending a letter to Wayfair's leadership team urging the company to desist from enabling, supporting, or profiting from the detention and mistreatment of hundreds of thousands of migrants seeking asylum in our country.
Jeez.
Quote, a Wayfair manager who helped organize the protest. Oh, fuck. Good luck with that job, Elizabeth Good. Says, knowing what's going on at the southern border and knowing that Wayfair has the potential to profit from it is pretty scary.
But they, but you know, Wayfair, they advertise on all the shitty Fox show. Tucker, Laura, you know?
MSNBC also.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
She said, I want to work at a company where the standards we hold ourselves to are the same standards we hold our customers and our partners to. wait a second.
What standards would that be then?
Have you heard of capitalism? Are you nuts?
We're trying to make some money, dickhead.
Oh, brother. In a bid to mollify employees, Wayfair is reportedly donating profits from the sale to charity. Oh, look, we're going to give the money to charity.
But that's the dumbest shit ever. How about just...
However, when they requested the specific charity and the dollar amount...
Yes.
No, they haven't heard back yet.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have any corroboration of that.
So it's bullshit.
It says, the walkout organizers were told it will be a $100,000 donation to the Red Cross, which they note has nothing to do with these ICE-operated facilities.
Right. And it's not the point. They don't... People at Wayfair, the workers... you got invaded by a hound. People don't want... stop that. They don't want to support this detention thing. I don't understand what Wayfair is supposed to do with that $100,000 donation to the Red Cross. Is it supposed to buy the silence of their workers? That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, yeah. We are,
oh man,
dog, leave the microphone alone.
Listen in turn. Shit.
a Twitter account, unverified, claiming to represent some of the workers, say, we are not against beds. We are against profiting off the detention of children. A prison with a bed, still a prison.
Yes. Right. And they're barely getting a bed.
I was just going to say about Elizabeth Warren. That's next. Elizabeth Warren went to one of these gulags and tried to get in. They wouldn't let her in.
Oh, my God.
And she like stood on a crate and looked over the fence and shit. And she said she could see kids. The only out time she saw when she was there that they had was being marched like ants from one building to another. Yay, America.
Hey, wait a second. They wouldn't let a fucking U.S. senator in?
Correct.
She's a fucking senator, dude. Fuck that. That's insane. How do you turn away a U.S. senator? Oh, I'm sorry, you can't come in. Fuck you.
Listen to this. Wayfair response.
Okay.
To our employees.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts and concerns in the above letter.
Ah, fuck you. That's what they mean.
We understand why you feel so strongly about this matter, and we appreciate your passion and commitment. We are proud to have such an engaged team that is focused on impacting our world in meaningful and important ways. We support the rights of all individuals to engage in their communities to drive change on the topics and issues they care about.
Yeah, we make beds for Nazis. We make beds for Nazis.
And then, you know, here's paragraph two, which is probably the but.
Yes.
As business leaders...
Oh.
We also believe in the importance of respecting diversity of thought within our organization and across our customer base. No matter how strongly any one of us feels about an issue, it is important to keep in mind that not all employees or customers agree. Your fellow employees hold a wide range of opinions and perspectives, and Wayfair as a mass market brand is oriented to serve a broad and diverse customer
base. Holy shit. Even a bunch of dickbag racists are, you know... What are they trying to do? Explain away what they're doing. They're like, listen, we can be appalled at Donald Trump's policies, but we can still have a contract with Homeland Security to make beds for these gulags.
Some of our customers think those little shits deserve it.
God. You know what's crazy? We have concentration camps at our borders.
Yes.
It sounds like the conditions are horrendous.
Yes.
And when people call this out, some of the responses seem crazy.
Or Falwellian.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
Like Jerry Falwell got all pissy and he retweeted himself as a fuck you yesterday when he responded to a an alleged Christian preacher dude who said, hey, if you're a Christian, you have to be against these horrific camps.
Right. Well,
and,
of course.
And you have to want to do right by children.
Yes. Children.
And at the bare minimum, how about everybody? How about all the refugees that need our help?
Jesus loved the little children.
Especially
all the little children in the world.
The punk rock version, yes.
Red and yellow, black and white. Something, 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 something. Jesus loved all the little children. Something like that. That's a song we all sang. Right. Not these children.
So, it's, you know.
Guy, you spend all these time.
This guy, Falwell, threw shit at the guy and was like, who are you? Have you ever grown a business from scratch or something from scratch? Jerry Falwell Jr.
God, you wacko evangelical trust fund baby.
Oh, yeah. Fat.
You piece of shit.
I found a picture of the, him and the pool boy.
Right. It looks like a fun time.
Sent it to you on Facebook.
I saw that.
Falwell maybe needs to do a crunch or two.
Was I supposed to use that as a promo?
No. I don't think anybody would know.
You want Jerry Falwell to do crunches? Oh. Jeez, I don't know.
There you go.
Yay. Everybody.
Wayfair workers.
Fuck ye, man.
Walking out. Yay. Workers unite.
Hell yes.
Unite everywhere. Take the country back from the oligarchs.
I mean.
And don't let the evil owned media sway you against socialism.
Yes.
Socialism bad. Communism bad. Socialism
Somehow we have taught the intern that when we're on the show, it's like the Octagon. Are you familiar with MMA or something like that?
We're a captive audience. I think she's maybe a little bondage queen something.
As soon as they close those doors, I'm going to beat both their asses. And I'm going to I'm gonna eat the one that adopted me.
Hey.
We're biting, man.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo.
Fuck you, boy.
Over to the Drudge Report.
We got camps. We've got fucking camps, man. God.
Circus comes to Miami, everyone.
Woo!
How nasty will it get?
I hope it gets nasty. At Trump.
Slightly down one of the columns on Drudge.
Yes.
It says the Conway show House panel authorizes subpoena for Kellyanne. So one of the committees has said, yeah, let's subpoena her. Now the whole committee will have to vote, I guess.
Right. In the grand scheme of things, is Kellyanne Conway subpoena for the Hatch Act? Why do we give
possibly,
a fuck?
Yeah.
Why is it just as interesting?
Don't you want to see Kellyanne getting grilled on?
Yeah.
On in public,
Of course. It just this seems like not as big a deal as the other shit, but yet we're hearing about it pretty regularly. It's crazy.
But the picture they put is one of the most, I mean, they're not hard to find, unflattering pictures of Kellyanne.
Is that the one you shared on Facebook?
No, I want to find this one.
Wait a second. There's plenty of unflattering pictures of Kellyanne Conway.
You need to see this picture of Kellyanne Conway on the Drudge. The other headline underneath it says, George calls for president to be committed. Whoa. Yeah, right? That's a different... That's on Drudge.
Hey, Matt, why would you use that picture for anybody? God, and you know, I hate her. She's a fucking fascist, but Jesus,
she's
you're a
dick,
dude.
Her eyes closed,
dude.
Her tongue out. She was probably like licking her lips right before the camera came on or something like that.
Oh, man.
You can, you know, you can do that to anybody at any.
Family members probably called her and were like, Killian, are you okay? I saw that picture of you and Drudge. Your tongue's hanging out of your fucking mouth.
Are you unconscious? Did you have a stroke?
Yeah. Now I'm just a shitbag Nazi.
So the circus comes to Miami, everybody. The first of the Democratic debates is tonight, y'all.
Yay! Fuck you, motherfucker!
60 seconds per answer.
Oh, shit.
God. 30 seconds to respond.
All right. Yes.
Or for a follow-up, I guess.
You know what's going to be boring? These primaries. Because the last primary we had, I believe it was for the Republican. And they assembled the looniest.
Oh, this is going to be boring. Yeah.
Zaniest bunch of fucking.
Somebody was talking about that on the MSNBC twunts. About how
yes.
It's really going to be. It's going to be disappointing for those that are expecting the octagon,
yeah, yeah.
Like the aforementioned octagon.
Right, right.
Nobody's going to be calling anybody fat. Nobody's going to be calling anybody Little Marco.
You know what I like? Would like
Pocahontas.
To hear? Yes.
Even though she'll be there.
Yes.
Maybe
the Democrats need to make a point tonight, what I think, is to steer every answer they have about these fucking detention facilities. And don't talk about anything else, because this is bullshit. They're down there in Miami. You talk about this shit. It's all you talk about. Because this is bullshit.
Well, one of the questions is going to be, will there be an 11th person on the stage with orange skin and McDonald's stained fingers?
Who? Trump?
Well, yeah, in spirit. Like, how many of them will be unabashedly running on, hey, look, we got to beat Trump? Joe Biden.
Right.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But that's tomorrow is Joe Biden's.
Listen, you better pick the centrist, lovable guy that smells hair and says weird shit every now and then, okay?
No, his number's going down.
Yeah.
As Elizabeth Warren's rise.
God, you know, I'm so sorry. It's a huge pain, but we have a candidate that has a bunch of policies that are great. I mean, you'd have to, I'm not trying to be a dick, but you'd have to be a fucking moron to not like her shit or I don't know what you'd have to be. Just go with her. What the fuck are we doing?
The first night is Elizabeth Warren. As we said, she's the highest currently polling candidate in tonight's debate.
Does she smoke weed?
She would probably say yes, she has. I mean, she probably doesn't now, but she would probably say, sure, I did.
Right.
Child of the 60s, right?
Right. I mean, she probably got high. Okay.
I hope so.
You better.
Otherwise, I believe you're lying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude. Don't bullshit me.
They go on to talk about Elizabeth Warren here in this Associated Press report. From which Drudge linked.
Yes.
To which Drudge linked.
Right.
They say her task is to harness her campaign's momentum and convince voters that she has what it takes to defeat Trump. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Some people are saying she's going to mop up the field. She's just going to, you know, she really can't do any wrong. Just stays message. And it's just a way for her to shine even more.
Yeah.
But this says, as the sole top-tier candidate on stage, she could have the most to lose.
Oh, God. This horse race bullshit.
Right.
I mean, it upstages everything.
Wednesday.
God damn. But I think when Elizabeth Warren shows up to that debate stage, she's going to be ready to go. And she's going to be taking motherfuckers out. She's not taking shit.
I think it's just going to be like a giant circle jerk. I think, I think people are going to be kind of nice to each other.
You know, I was just picturing what that would actually be, what you described of the debate, the people in the Democratic debate.
Well, circle, doing what you circle said. Diddle, I should say, to encompass.
And the problem would be, where are you? Yes. But where are you in the circle? I mean, where am I? Do you want to be next to Biden? No.
All right.
I'm next to this Jay Inslee guy. I don't know who he is. He's into the climate.
The So that is the headline.
Woo.
Those are your headlines. They talk about yes. Cory Booker.
Right. Of course.
And it might be a chance for some of these others to have a breakout.
Yes.
But then they talk about for several of the candidates on stage Wednesday, the forum is about finding the breakout moment, a zinger, a burn.
Oh, God.
That stays in viewers' minds. Is built for social media and generates donations, the lifeblood of campaigns. In 2015, Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina won applause and a short surge for her response to Trump, who had been quoted in Rolling Stone as criticizing Fiorina's face.
Oh, God. What did he say about her face?
Look at that face. He was quoted as saying, would anyone vote for that?
Some people did, Donald. Jesus. God, dude. Who the fuck do you think you are, Tom Cruise? You're not so fucking beautiful. If you're so beautiful, why do you have to put so much shit on your fucking face?
Look at that face.
Oh, God. At least you can see that face. You're under 3 pounds of orange. What is that? Creamsicle jizz.
Then one of the other links from Drudge goes to
yes.
Newsbusters.
Oh, shit.
Newsbusters.org, whose masthead says, exposing and combating liberal media bias.
Oh, yes. Look at my dick. Fuck you.
And this says, it could get nasty. NBC's debate moderator's history of hating Trump.
Who's the moderator?
They think they're good. Oh, it's like Rachel Maddow and
what?
And Jose Diaz-Balart, I think, from Telemundo.
People who watch Fox News have no fucking idea what goes on in the planet. A friend of mine watches
Chuck Todd.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Friend of yours watches.
You know, Fox. And I brought up somebody who's watching, not a friend, somebody I know in here. Everybody watches Fox in Florida, dude.
Oh,
I
don't
know.
God.
And I said something about Rachel Maddow, and he said something like, wait, I heard all she does is just hate on the right.
Mad cow.
Yeah. She just hates on the right. That's all she does.
Try watching for
God
10 minutes.
God damn.
She goes into the most detail.
And people
and facts.
That, right. And she gets the most ratings for this coverage, right?
Right.
Because people want to actually know what's going on.
Yes.
I think. Maybe they don't give a fuck. Maybe they just like her fucking show.
But they have to smear her. I've got a Hannity clip.
Oh, God.
When he heard about Mueller testifying, which is the other gigantic, ginormous news.
That's great news, right?
Mueller.
Yes.
Has agreed. Well, I think arm twisted type of agree.
As oh,
in,
hell yeah.
As in we're subpoenaing your
right.
ass. Has agreed to testify in open setting.
Holy shit.
In front of two joint committees.
Yeah.
Intelligence and another one.
Right.
Oversight, maybe. And yes. They're going to slither off to closed session. And Mueller will be done, but then they have members of his team.
Okay.
That they're going to interview.
Right.
Some of which, that one dude, remember, was that really famous anti-RICO lawyer that
right.
Mueller brought in.
Oh, shit.
And they can't wait to talk to some of these people.
Anti-RICO, meaning?
Took down the mob.
Oh, okay.
Took down giant shady conspiracies based on RICO laws.
Listen to how they're saying, like, Mueller's going to agree. And honor the subpoena to come talk to Congress.
Right.
Well, okay.
I mean, unless, I don't know. Trump is going to say, I don't know what Trump is going to say.
I mean, I guess this is good. This is kind of sad news. Well, it's sad because it's news that someone is going to actually talk to the House, right? Somebody from that administration, sort of.
Well, Mueller.
Yeah, yeah.
Himself.
Right.
And I mean
that he's agreeing to it, though. It's like,
well, he
has to.
Right. But Trump has been telling people not to agree to the right. subpoenas.
God, I would be like, hey,
and they've been believing it.
Yeah. Listen to him all day. We're going to arrest you.
But I don't know how Trump can remotely try to say that Mueller is under executive privilege.
Right.
It was just the opposite. Mueller was trying to get the info from him.
Well, that would be insane. That would be insane. That's stupid, though, dude.
Right.
Special prosecutor investigating the president can't talk about what he investigated because it's executive privilege.
Yes, it would be insane. And of course, they would try it.
God, who would even think of that shit? Oh, these people.
Billy Barr?
Yes. You know, if I was on the House and I subpoenaed somebody and they didn't show up, I would ring up those cops that sit in the basement. They don't do anything. Like, hey, these guys didn't show up for their subpoena. Please pick them up. Bring them in. Negotiating? Suck my cock. I have no time for that.
But then, as it were, then you're turning them into a martyr.
No,
Is it worth it?
I get it. But what I'm doing is I'm making them come talk to me because that's their goddamn fucking job.
Right.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm Congress, baby.
That is the deets.
Right.
Those are all the deets that I know about.
Yay.
Mueller coming in. I would, you know, temper our expectations. But
if they ask him shit, he's got to, you know, answer them, right?
Right. And Trump has, of course, come out swinging against Mueller. He's staining his drawers over this, I believe.
That's nice.
He thinks for some reason, he thinks it may not go well.
Right.
For him. If Mueller testifies out in public.
Does Trump wear an adult diaper?
Probably not.
Okay.
We don't have any evidence of that.
You know,
I mean, for fun, maybe on Thursdays.
When is he Pence into is baby over, play?
When is he into a meeting with Pence?
Right. Pence is into baby play.
I don't know what.
God, you know what that is?
Yes.
That's it. Oh, God. How fucked up. I want to dress up like a baby. That's how I enjoy myself. Oh, jeez.
Trump, a story just came out a few minutes ago that says Trump is not planning to try to block Mueller.
Yeah.
According to his personal attorney, Jay Sekulo.
Oh, shit.
A Christian Loon attorney who I believe is under investigation or was under indictment or something for shenaniganry, of course, and like fraud and shit. So of course,
yes,
of course he works for Trump.
Right. I just want to tell these deplorables, we tried. America tried to have your guy be president, this fascist, racist dingbat. He rapes. He says a bunch of fucked up shit. He nearly started World War III last week. It's not working out, don't you think? The deplorable experiment is a fail.
Oh, you're ready to declare it a fail?
I'm declaring it a failure. If you're a deplorable or a Republican, please pack up your bags and go back to wherever you came from. How do you like that, dickheads?
Jay Sekulo said there are no legal moves being made here.
Yes.
They say they expect Mueller not to stray from the findings of his report, adding that he believes certainly it would be inappropriate to offer new revelations to lawmakers.
God. So if Mueller answers a question and they don't find a citation in that report to support what he says, then it's, you know, not admissible? Or
I mean, once he says it, it's out there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, the cat's kind of out. But they'll probably try to. They're warning him.
Yeah.
They're threatening him.
Right.
Don't stray from your report.
And, or what?
But he doesn't have to. He kind of doesn't have to. And because all he has to do is say what he said in the report.
Right.
Out loud. And then some of the waddlers it'll seep through when they see his actual words being spoken by his actual mouth. That, whoa, wait a second.
Right.
Maybe it's not totally no collusion, no obstruction.
Yes. And
ding, 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 ding,
yes.
Ding, ding, tiny little lights going on.
And I think Mueller did this country a huge disservice by putting the information that everybody needs to be aware of to understand that we have a treasonous, rapey dingbat in the White House. He hid.
And Trump.
Yes. Bless him. He hid that valuable information from the public in a report. And the only way for the public to get to that information is to read. And that's not happening in this fucking country.
Or the president.
Shame on you, Bob Mueller.
The president won't read either.
Oh, no way. I'm too busy raping.
And the queen gave him a book. This is awesome. Many choose to believe it's a troll.
Yes, Pat, absolutely.
That she knows he would hate that gift.
Right.
He was expecting like a lordship or something, probably, or a fiefdom. Can I have Scotland? Give me Scotland.
God, you imagine you're sitting around and like, here's your president. Here's your gift, Mr. President.
I mean, it's an amazing, historical, valuable book. But
yeah, but what's he supposed to do? Carry it around with him?
He's not going to do. I know he got into the. He walked into the limo and was like, "What the fuck is this shit? Look, she gives me a book."
You know, Saudi Arabia.
I gave her Trump steaks.
Right. Saudi Arabia had it going on. Right. They had Donald Trump come into some whacked out room with a bunch of fucking.
Let him touch a globe.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of Star Trek ball. Bullshit.
Sure.
But he got to touch the glowing ball. And you know he loved it.
Well, one could argue Emmanuel Macron was the best filleter.
Ooh, yes.
By letting Trump stand next to him on Bastille Day.
Oh, absolutely.
And see the entire might of the French military paraded in front of him.
Well.
We have to do that. And we have to do that in America.
Well, Macron, that's why he wanted to do that over here, because you guys did the Bastille Day. For some reason.
Yes, he said it.
And that doesn't make any sense if you're Donald Trump, right? Why would you celebrate Bastille Day?
Well, he wants to celebrate Trump Day. He's going to turn the 4th of July in 2 weeks' time now into Trump Day.
You know, dude, imagine you're one of these detention facilities. You've been separated from your parents. Some older kids looking out for you. No toothbrush, no soap, one of those weird tinfoil blankets.
Right.
And then somebody tells you it's going to be Trump Day. It's always Trump Day at those places.
It is.
God, this president is fucked up.
The intern is passed the fuck out in my lap. Could you press that button where the one is 8, I think it is, where the level is up? Yes. Thank you. I have clips.
You're welcome. I mean,
I don't want to wake the intern because this is pleasant.
Oh, yeah.
You're passed out for a moment.
I'm going to chew on your feet. It's kind of pervy.
Trump, this is kind of funny, was on with... I think this is Fox Business. Maria Bartiromo.
Oh, shit.
Listen to this motherfucker. Maria Bartiromo literally cannot get a word in.
Yes.
And a question or anything.
Right.
He just starts going.
Didn't he do this before with her, or am I getting mixed up with
Probably. And Jeanine Pirro.
He did some interview with somebody, and they cut him off. They cut the president off.
Well, they've cut him off on Fox and Friends when he gets really crazy.
Oh, yeah?
When he starts spiraling, they're like, okay, right. Mr. President, we sure you're busy. Here's Trump with Maria Bartiromo.
Yes.
People spying on my campaign, it's probably the first time in history it's happened. They got caught, and they're running around going wild, trying to do everything they can, but they spied on my campaign. It's as simple as that. It's so illegal. It's probably the biggest political scandal in history, and they got caught doing it.
Yes.
And it was really a reversal of sorts, but it's a horrible thing that happened.
So how far up the
Republicans
chain?
Get it.
How
the Republicans have been totally unified. They get it fully. Lindsey.
Gives up.
Jesus Christ. You can't even talk to him.
It's the biggest scandal, political scandal, probably in history. It's now been reversed. It just hasn't.
You know,
it just hasn't.
This guy, Trump, is just heinous. You ever deal with people that they're just so shitty and they want something from you and they won't leave you alone and they're crazy, and eventually, just to shut them the fuck up, you give them what they want? Did we do that with Trump ever? Is that happening?
Well, I don't think it's that. I just think it's PTSD. It's flash grenades going off from January 21st, right. 2017. And it's just, you don't have time to be outraged. Have we talked about the latest rape accusation?
No.
Nobody has. Except for a slight bump when the story was, hey, we're not talking about this story.
Right. How is Barack Hussein Obama the biggest tyrant ever?
Right.
And what about this guy? Listen, would you consider Trump a tyrant?
I mean, he's literally saying his political opponents need to go to jail for treason. Because it's totally flipped the other way. We're finding out it's totally reversed. They're the ones that colluded. They're the ones that lied, cheated, spied on my campaign. Mm.
Why don't they put Trump in one of those outfits Saddam Hussein had, like a military outfit? Or No, fuck that. Captain Crunch.
Who knows what he wears?
Oh, a latex suit with, you know.
Certainly not when he's alone with Melania, because right. That never happens.
Melanoma. You don't think
it's a hard... couple things that happened.
So how far
the Republicans
chain?
Get it. The Republicans have been totally unified. They get it fully. Lindsey Graham is beside himself. He looks at things that happened. He can't even believe what happened. He cannot believe it. And
well, we've reported on that for the last 3 years. You know that, Mr. President. We knew it as well on this program.
Oh,
and I was very vocal about it.
You knew it before anybody.
Thank you.
I think you knew it before anybody. I know very well.
Does Trump sound a little...
Yeah, he's on something.
Medicated?
Yeah.
Possibly? He doesn't drink.
Is he stoned?
And I don't know. Unless he's just crashing from the Adderall or something.
I think he's smoking that Skywalker Kush, if I had to guess.
But he does. I thought he sounded a little slurry and a little more doddering than usual.
But he sounds happy. Not happy like how,
maybe he had just seen that picture.
A normal
of the dead migrant and daughter on the on the shore.
And he's he's that's giddy. Probably it.
It's working. Here he is. Here's a little more of this. This is one of those stories. Trump more unhinged than usual during Fox Business interview.
Oh shit.
Intellectual property theft protections. If we don't have the opening of China, China's not open. We're open, but China's not open. So if we don't have the opening of China, if we don't have the things that we negotiated, and maybe even more than that. Look, right now we're getting 25% on $250 billion worth of goods. Nobody ever heard of such a thing.
We're not getting it. We're paying it.
Right, right.
We're paying it.
Why is this tariff bullshit tolerated, right? I'm not saying the doing of it, but the why is he not explaining it correctly?
Because he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
But it's one of...
He's
How does he
lying.
Not understand it?
He's lying. Everybody says it's a tax on the consumer.
Right.
Here.
Yes.
To put tariffs on these other countries.
Right.
That it comes back to us, the consumer. Trump says, no, it's a lie. It's going to force companies to move back to our beautiful country.
You know, it's like, if this guy isn't destroying the economy, he's trying to start a nuclear war.
This one, I don't know why he's pissy with the Vietnamese all of a sudden.
Okay.
Pulling out and doing what they really should be doing. They're coming back to America. They're coming back
to
the
United
States.
Do you want to tariff Vietnam?
Well, we're in discussions with Vietnam. Vietnam is almost the single worst, not much smaller than China, but it's almost the single worst abuser of everybody. Now, they're buying a lot of coal from West Virginia, which makes me happy. You know, I love West Virginia, and I love the coal miners.
Well, you've done a huge service to the coal companies, the industry.
Industry was gone.
Look, you mentioned...
This interview is unintelligible. I don't know what my fucking rapist president is talking about.
Yeah, it's like it's your racist great uncle after his third Manhattan.
Right. Is this Jeanine
at Thanksgiving?
Is it Jeanine Pirro?
Maria Bartiromo.
Maria Bartiromo.
Jeanine Pirro talks right. like this.
She's insane. She's fucking
companies, the industry.
Industry was gone.
Look, you mentioned...
would not have lasted 6 months if Crooked Hillary got elected. They would not have lasted for 6 months. It was gone. Now, it's a vibrant industry again. It's doing well, and we sell a lot.
It should be gone.
Right.
Why not bring back the horse and buggy industry?
It's coal. We have solar and wind and other things, right? I don't know a lot about coal mining, but... what I do know is that you go way underground to get it, right?
Yes.
It's a dangerous process to get it and bring it up to the ground or whatever the fuck you do with it. Yeah, I don't know. You have to ship it around somewhere and then it goes somewhere. You burn it and you get your energy.
Right. The burning of which is nothing resembling clean.
Okay.
That's
one way to look at it.
As are the residuals left over, the coal ash.
Right. That's my favorite part.
That are left over, Koch brothers, which just get dumped in places where then they wait for floods so that it then seeps into the water table, and then your water is poisoned. And then they say, but we're going to go bankrupt, and we have to pay our executives first. They have $18 million golden parachutes. So they get to slither off and retire, get $18 million, and then, well, we're going to file bankruptcy, so the taxpayers are going to help us pay to clean up all that pollution. Thank you.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't give a fuck about those parachutes. At some point, your parachute won't matter because you're not going to have any air or any water because the coal ash is going to fuck it up, you dickheads.
So here's Trump. This is batshit and ominous.
Yes.
You know, look, we should be suing Google and Facebook and all that, which perhaps we will, okay?
Which God. Perhaps we will be suing Facebook and Google.
Excuse me. Don't you hate when he does that, Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. What? Donald Trump has a problem with Facebook? Are you kidding me?
I guess he's buying into that that right-wingers are suppressed. By the Google and the Facebook.
Hey, Donald, Facebook helped you. I think they did a lot to help you win, so you should be nice,
well,
I guess.
And then he goes after Twitter, and he's claiming that he's being censored on Twitter, and that's just not happening.
He's not.
What's happening is that occasionally they clear out everybody's fake accounts.
Yes.
So sometimes you lose
your followers.
You lose a block of followers in a day because 100 bots that were following you got wiped.
Now
that happens to Trump in the gazillions because he has a lot of fucking bots following
him.
And then he gets pissed saying, you're censoring me.
Yeah. But anybody that spent any amount of time on social media, they know that, you know, whatever platform you're on, there are fake followers for different profiles, right? They're fake.
You know, do you want to...
they know this.
Do you want to put that on write it in ketchup on a Happy Meal and see if he can absorb it?
Yes.
Yeah. And they're going to do this right up to the 2020 election.
Well, they're doing it to me on Twitter. I mean, what they did to me on Twitter is incredible. You know, I have millions and millions of followers. But I will tell you, they make it very hard for people to join me in Twitter, and they make it very much harder for me to get out the message.
It's just not true. It's just not true.
I mean, this guy has a lot of fucking nerve. He uses...
And does he think that his tweets should be forced upon everybody? If you're not following him... I don't want to hear from him.
Yeah, you don't,
I don't
have to
hear
listen.
From him. We don't follow him. I go.
Yeah, yeah.
You but I refuse
it.
To follow that
right.
fuck. But he doesn't get it.
Right.
He doesn't understand.
Why does he think he's being censored?
I don't know.
He ever gone on there and twatted something out and a message come up? I'm sorry.
No.
Straight white male president, you're under attack. We're not going to let this tweet go out.
Well, he gets reported all the time, too.
Well, because people hate him and they hate what he says.
Yeah, or he says something racist. Yes. Or he says something violent, inciting violence with another country.
Maybe the Central Park Five did it.
Join me in Twitter, and they make it very much harder for me to get out the message. They make it,
really?
It's incredible. Yeah. And
so what are you going to do about it? These companies have an enormous amount of power if they can even stop the president of the free world in terms of getting his message out.
What am I going to do?
What does he, again, does he think that we should all be forced to read his shit when we're on Twitter? What does he expect?
Right. And again, he's not being censored. He is getting his message out.
He's not, right.
We all understand his message to a fault. We get it. He's a racist dingbat asshole.
About it. These people are all Democrats. It's totally biased toward Democrats. If I announced tomorrow that I'm going to become a nice liberal Democrat, I would pick up five times more followers. I was picking up 100,000 followers every few days. And all of a sudden, and I'm much hotter now.
From Russia?
He's hotter now.
Oh, which is a lie.
Yes. You don't think he's hotter now.
He's about to complain that he's getting fewer followers, even though he's much hotter now.
Are we supposed to feel...
Yeah.
You look great.
Followers every few days. And all of a sudden, and I'm much hotter now than I was a number of months ago. Okay, a number of months ago. Then all of a sudden it stopped. And now I pick up a lot, but I don't pick up nearly what I did a few...
That's why Devin Nunes is suing Twitter right now.
Who's suing Twitter?
Devin Nunes, Congressman Nunes.
That's great. I think he's great. There's a lot of ways.
I think he's great.
He's suing Devin's cow.
Yeah, yeah. His cow.
On Twitter.
Is his cow still alive?
For being meanie pants to him.
Right. Yes.
The Nunes, Congressman Nunes.
That's great. I think he's great. In a lot of ways, he's great. And he'll probably do well. He's right about it. Twitter is just terrible what they do. They don't let you get the word. I've had so many people come to me, sir, I can't join you on Twitter. I see what's happening. 100%.
So
Bullshit. They're morons.
Yes.
If they don't know how to follow your orange ass on Twitter.
But am I hearing this correctly? Is our president bested by Twitter? He can't get his message out because he thinks he's being censored on Twitter. You're the president, dickhead.
And he's not.
If you want to get your message out, I think you can go out to the Rose Garden and talk into a microphone.
He's upset because they have cracked down on fake followers.
Right. It just says he has less. But it says everyone has less. Who fucking cares, you wacko?
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about, but here's Trump Niagara Fallsing
fuck you
on Mueller.
Oh yes.
Nobody.
Well, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page wrote everything down, so we've got all the texts.
Wait till you see the rest of there.
There's
now,
more.
Here's the problem. Robert Mueller, they worked for him, and the two lovers were together, and they had texts back and forth.
They weren't working for Robert Mueller. They were working for the FBI.
Two people were working.
I don't think they're young enough to have been working for Mueller, maybe.
I don't know.
Back in the day, but certainly not when they were texting each other about Trump.
Wait, let me understand. Strzok and whatever. They were.
Page.
Okay. They were in the FBI.
The lovers.
They were fucking.
The lovers.
And occasionally in between fucking, they would text each other back and forth. And they used to make jokes.
For a while. I don't know what they're into.
Oh, yes.
Make it vibrate.
Right. And they used to make jokes about our sad, pitiful fascist president.
Yes.
Boo-hoo, Trump. Who gives a fuck?
It's the deep state that is trying to set him up. And the whole fake dossier.
Wait. Our deep state is just...
against him.
Wow. That's not very impressive.
And the two lovers were together, and they had texts back and forth.
Well, how come we haven't seen it all? I mean, you did because you gave William Barr the authority
Mueller
to
Mueller terminated them illegally. He terminated the emails. He terminated all of the stuff between Strzok and Page. They sung "You've Never Seen Robert."
What is he talking
they
about?
Sung
he
never
terminated
seen.
The emails.
The emails have been terminated.
What does that mean?
That means, you know, you can go fuck yourself. You're not looking at these emails.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
You know, they sung, you've never seen, Robert Mueller terminated their text messages together. He terminated them. They're gone. And that's illegal. He that's a crime.
Well, how come that has not been discussed? Where is that in the courts? I mean, is this going, are you going to see accountability for that?
And the Republicans know it. To me, it was one of the most.
Where's your evidence is what this Fox bot is saying in vagary.
This
where's your evidence?
This is nuts.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
Well, how come that has not been discussed? Where is that in the courts? I mean, is this are you going to see accountability for that?
And the Republicans know it. To me, it was one of the most egregious things, because you remember when they worked for Mueller. Can you imagine what they said back, how stupid they are? And how can you imagine what they said? You know, these stupid lovers. He's trying to show what a big man he is, you know, making statements. That, and she's back to him. Oh, yes, darling. Yes, darling. You know, right. How stupid they were. I just saw this. This was a love serenade going on. Okay.
Well,
I mean,
it's obvious what they were planning, sir. I mean, we've seen the texts, and you gave William Barr the authority to
do this for 2.5 years, Maria. On top of, and then they say his approval rating is 51. Rasmussen.
God, that is fucking nuts, dude. He sounds like, you remember the bar I used to do shows at in L.A., the Lotus Lounge? He sounds like any motherfucker you would talk to in there about Hillary Clinton that spent all day drinking. And they're so fucking drunk. There's like a drunk crust over their eyes. They're so incate, you know. They're just oozing alcohol. And they're nuts. That's what he sounds like. He sounds like some lunatic nut racist drunk at a bar. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
At a bar and it's all spot on.
How does Maria Bartiromo, how is she interviewing him and not saying, wait a second, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, yeah.
It's Fox. Sorry, I got tea spilled on me by a flying...
yeah, that was crazy.
Carnivore.
Yeah, she just tried to take out my headphone cables. Jesus.
Go have a lie down.
Right. Have a lie down, intern.
So, yeah, I don't really know what he's talking about with this. He terminated the emails.
The emails have been terminated. They're terminated. Don't worry about them.
He terminated the emails, okay? What are you talking about?
Why doesn't Bartiromo ask him that then? Because it doesn't sound like
it's Fox. Right, Fox.
God, it's so frustrating. If you don't understand what somebody's talking about and you're interviewing them, you can ask them, right? You can say, well, like,
little nibbles only, maybe a little hot wax, but nothing.
Ooh, yes.
Nothing really painful.
Let me get out the crucifixion boards.
Allowed.
Right.
You heard her. We were saying that for the past 3 years, Mr. President, that this was a witch hunt.
Yes. God, it denigrates the memory of the actual witch hunt.
Right.
I mean, that was the witch hunt.
Right.
This is a guy did something really bad. He didn't think he was going to get caught because he didn't think he was going to win. And he won and he got caught and he's fucked. He's going to burn the whole place down because of it.
Yes.
Because of these fucking racists in our country.
Good news?
Oh, okay.
Other than Bob Mueller testifying out in open session.
Dude, that is great fucking news.
The National Rifle Association really needs your thoughts and prayers
now. Yes.
Because they have now announced they have shut down all production on NRA TV.
Hell yeah, baby! Go fuck yourself, Dana Loesch!
The influential gun rights group also cut ties with Ackerman McQueen, the estranged advertising firm that operates the organization's broadcasting media arm.
Okay. That's shenanigans. Shenanigans, right?
NRA TV may continue to air past gold programming. Some of their amazing programs.
Damn it. Hey, stop. I'm doing a show.
But live programming and its on-air personalities will no longer be the public faces of the NRA.
Right.
Dana Loesch.
Right.
Her husband.
Fired.
That Stinchfield or whatever the fuck
Greg
his name
Stinchfield.
Is. Yeah.
A real fuckface.
All them will, I'm sure they'll be assuming cabinet positions pretty soon.
Yes. I'm reverse cowgirl.
I'm making Greg Stinchfield.
My
UN ambassador.
I'm going to be upfront with you. I did de-escalate and I tried to ignore, but you know what I mean? Well, it's these feet. Stop biting the feet.
God damn.
Did you go to the animal shelter and like, hey, give me a dog with a thing for feet?
Well, no, she leaves my feet alone. I have socks on, though.
Blame the victim. Hold on a second. I'm putting some socks on right now.
Well, now your socks are going to get bitten, probably. It's not my fault.
Hey, that's better than the skin.
crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to help Ryan buy some titanium socks to fend off the puppy. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you buy shit at Amazon and we get a little commissione, it doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby! But,
and big thanks, Roni. Okay. Big thanks to those that do and have bought shit from our Amazon.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. And thank you, Deplorables, for coming out in 2016 and voting for this Nazi fuck twunt. Good job with that.
But
fuck
good
you.
News on NRA TV, though.
Oh, yeah, that's great, man. I mean, listen, where are all those programs going to come from, though? How about remember their program on the NRA TV where they reenacted?
Well, they'll go to a YouTube channel or something. Yes.
They reenacted famous gun battles in the movie Heat.
Right.
But they critiqued the gun battles. Yes. They were saying why it's not.
There's no way with the foot pound trigger pull on the 38 special that they could have gotten off seven rounds and reloaded in that amount of time.
God, it's a fucking movie, you dickheads. Right. You know what I mean? It's give me that. That is mine. Okay. Shit, man.
In the world, she's back at you, coming back in your direction. So remember your thoughts and prayers, everybody.
There's no Jesus. There's no God. Fuck you.
Also thoughts and prayers to poor Eric Trump.
Boo! Barracuda face! God damn. He's an ugly motherfucker.
President Donald Trump's son Eric says he was spit on by an employee.
You loved it!
At Aviary, a cocktail bar in Chicago. So,
yes.
Fight the fight, my hometown.
Hey, listen, whoever spit on this guy.
I don't approve of that at all.
Right. What you said, but damn, good job. Hyperbole.
The employee was taken into Secret Service custody.
Oh, shit, whatever.
But was later released.
Yes, of course.
Trump told, mountain of journalistic integrity. He told Breitbart News.
Oh, shit, Pat.
Eric Trump.
Oh, great.
It was purely a disgusting act by somebody who clearly has emotional problems. Right. For a party that preaches tolerance, this once again demonstrates they have very little civility. When somebody is sick enough to resort to spitting on someone, it just emphasizes the sickness, desperation, and the fact that we're winning.
Nazis get spit on. Nazis get punched. Nazis don't get anything nice. Do you know why, Barracuda Face? Because they're fucking Nazis, you dickhead. And you're a fucking Nazi. You got spit on. Too bad.
We don't endorse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spittage.
Right.
Or violence.
Yeah.
In any capacity.
Yeah. No. But Nazis, dude.
There you go. Poor Eric Trump. Right. Trending on the Twitter today.
Trending
because
on Twitter.
Someone masticated on him.
Right. That's chewing.
Well.
That's different.
It's being funny.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Because
It sounds like masturbated.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Masticate on my face. We also have going on in the world. Where is that story?
Nine.
Oh, this is interesting. Bank of America.
Oh, yes. Small little organization.
Yeah.
You know.
The nation's second biggest bank. Announced today that they will sever ties with all companies operating private prison or detention facilities.
Oh, shit.
Bloomberg.
Damn. That's amazing. Good for them.
Before making the decision, the bank conducted a review through its environmental, social, and governance committee, which included meeting and consulting with clients, criminal justice experts, civil rights leaders.
Yes.
As well as internal Black and Hispanic leaders.
Did they do this a lot? Did these banks do this a lot?
I don't know. It says it follows a similar decision by J.P. Morgan Chase in March.
Oh, okay.
As well as Senator Elizabeth Warren's rollout last week of one of her plans.
Oh, shit.
To ban private prisons.
Right. Are they trying to get ahead of it?
Maybe.
Do these people think Elizabeth Warren is winning and is Bank of America trying to appear as a good player? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. I think they're just maybe seeing the writing on the wall and that, but you know, this whole maybe private prison vibe isn't right. Where we want to be.
Yeah. What vibe do we want then?
Because, you know, I helped run a hotel for a number of years.
Yes.
The goal is to put asses in beds.
Right.
Or at least have them pay for them. I don't care where their asses go. But one would think it would be the same. If you're running a prison, you're not making any money unless you're putting humans in there and charging for them.
Listen, I would say to you, oh, you ran a hotel. Okay. Would you like to be in charge of HUD? Right. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I might have a little more relevant experience than the guy that's in there right now.
You know my favorite story
and
about
I wouldn't
all these...
care about any table.
Yeah. Yeah, $20,000 table. What happening. The fuck ever, man?
Maybe a cone of silence because that's fun.
Oh, yes.
I might ask for Pruitt since he's gone.
Well, I want
since
all the shit.
Paid for it.
I want all the shit he had. I want the good lotion. I
the
want the army.
Desk.
I want the bulletproof lamp. I'm not getting fucked up. And I don't want to fly commercial. It's gross.
The announcement led to a nearly 4% drop in shares of two of the largest for-profit prison companies. Oh, good. Geo Group, Inc. God, listen to these Orwellian names. Geo Group, Inc. and Core Civic, Inc.
Two Core of the biggest, Civic, Inc.
Two of the biggest for-profit prison companies.
Yeah. These guys sound like fucking dirtbags.
Okay. Shit, I was trying to get it. Stop. Okay. God, she got the same spot she got yesterday.
Dude, you gotta be careful.
It's the nails that are the
right,
worst.
Right.
So thoughts and prayers to the Geo Group and the Core Civic Inc.
Right. Good job, everybody.
And all their all their rich owners and shareholders.
Jesus Christ.
So the Geo Group was whining that they've never managed any facilities housing unaccompanied minors.
Right.
Nor have we ever managed broader patrol holding facilities.
Oh, Jesus.
But they do run private prisons.
Yeah. The same fucking thing.
But not children's facilities. Don't be mean to us.
Oh, yes. They want to split hairs on, like, I mean.
There shouldn't be private prisons.
Right.
That's one of those where I am a big commie.
Yeah. And if you have to sit around explaining why a prison isn't a concentration camp and why it, in fact, may be a concentration camp, I think that's a fucked up argument.
Yes.
That you're in.
Poor Eric Trump.
Yeah. So, Barracuda face. God, he's just, you know, the thing about him, he's just so ugly. I don't know what my point is.
It's
like, you just look at
it's
him
not
and
his
you're
fault.
Like, shit. No, I guess not.
It's not his fault too. He didn't get as much plastic surgery as Ivanka.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Also in the news.
Yay.
We've got good news. A couple of good news stories.
Fuck you.
We've talked about this cesspit of subreddit,
right?
The Donald.
Oh, okay.
Over at Reddit,
bunch of racist shit, right?
That's generally what goes on there. It's very Trump-filating, and of course, has then now become a home to white supremacists. And,
that's perfect.
Islamophobes.
Yay.
And racists and xenophobes.
Fuck
and wife
you.
Beaters and all of the above MRA guys.
That's great.
Incels.
Yay.
Now Reddit has quarantined.
Yes.
The pro-Trump forum, The Donald.
Oh, shit.
After calls to violence.
Oh, my God. In that subreddit group, they're
calling for violence against police and public officials. These
Jesus
are the ones
like in
Oregon who are saying, bring the militia out. Let them be ready to take on the state patrol.
That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense. You know what? If you start bringing these, why do we have these militias? It's a club with dudes that,
where they get to go play soldier and be angry at the evil government that's trying to tell them what to do when they're sovereign citizens. They don't have to, and I know my God-given rights.
Oh, Jesus, great. And you're armed to the teeth. That's awesome.
I'm a member of the master race. Today they put Reddit put it under quarantine due to, quote, threats of violence against police and public officials.
Oh, shit. That's bad.
Meanwhile, Trump has relied more than once on that subreddit for digital content to amplify from his own social media accounts.
But he goes on that subreddit because they suck his dick all the time, and he downloads GIFs, and he downloads video clips.
Finds shit to tweet. Yep.
Yes, and then he shares white supremacist bullshit on his Twitter.
The Donald subreddit was full of posts calling for or glorifying violence in open violation of Reddit's account and community restrictions.
So our president goes into this subreddit, the most vile parts of our society, this gross little trolly subreddit, and that's where he gets all his content he puts on Twitter.
And it's only quarantined.
Yes.
Which means if you go look for it, you'll find it. But it's not, none of its results will be floated to the top or organically discovered. You have to go looking for it.
Right.
But they have previously shut down other subreddits for violating the same policy. So yes. For some reason, are they making money off of the Donald maybe subreddit if it's their second biggest?
I don't know. I mean, they sell advertising, right?
I believe so.
Well, how from the actual Donald Trump is making money off that subreddit where all the white supremacists go to suck him off.
The forum has historically served Trump and his staffers as a useful mine for memes and other digital content, like you said.
Oh, God.
Trump's social media director, Dan Scavino, regularly monitors Reddit.
Scavino.
With a particular focus on the pro-Trump subreddit, The Donald.
Yeah, I'm looking out for Nazis. Oh, you guys are gross bastards.
On different occasions, Trump tweeted out videos that originated on the Donald, including one that depicted the president beating up CNN and another one which he amplified an unhinged Get Out the Vote video.
Yes.
I don't remember what that was.
I don't know. But he's not even looking, like, if he shares something, he's not clicking on the profile that he's sharing from to make sure that it's not a bunch of Nazis. You know,
on May 17th, one guy tweeted, one of the top upvoted posts in the past 24 hours on the Donald subreddit,
yes,
which is regularly monitored by Trump's social media director, is about a post from a far right figure on white nationalist Haven Gab, who alleged the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter shared content, who the alleged Pittsburgh shooter shared content from.
Oh, my God. Oh, he shared content that he found on Gab.
Yes.
Some dumb fucking meme.
And then they posted it on Reddit.
Yes.
And it got the most upvotes in the Donald.
Right.
Wow. Even though the Mueller report directly debunked any Seth Rich conspiracy theory.
God damn
it, Donald
dude.
Subreddit, material from which has repeatedly been used on Trump's account, is still pushing the Hillary killed Seth Rich bullshit.
Doesn't Seth Rich's family want everybody to leave them the fuck alone? Like, they understand he was murdered, right?
I think they were trying to sue the guy that then became partners with Jacob Wall.
Oh, who is that?
It's that guy.
Dickhead.
He's the guy that claimed that there was a laptop out there.
Oh, yeah.
That had all the emails that Seth Rich stole. They got confiscated by the popo somewhere. And when asked, I believe on Fox one time,
yes,
have you seen this laptop? He said, well, no. Do you know somebody who's seen it? Well, no. But I know someone who knows where it would be.
Right. That's it.
If it existed. Yet he's out telling people, there's a laptop.
Right. And what is the evidence that he's going to find on this laptop? Yeah. Hillary did it? If a laptop existed with evidence to put Hillary Clinton away, it would, this laptop
oh, of
would,
course.
We would have it.
Absolutely.
God, everybody's so fucking dumb.
So I guess that's good news.
Yes. Yeah, it's good news.
That's happening.
Right.
The other good news.
We're happy with that.
Is in New York.
Fuck you.
In a stunning show of force for the political left.
Ooh.
Tiffany Caban.
Okay.
A queer Latina public defender.
Right.
Backed by progressive elected officials and activists.
Oh, shit.
Held a small lead in the Democratic primary for the Queens district attorney over the establishment favorite, Queens Borough President Melinda Katz, with 99% of the precincts being recorded. Shit. The race is being called too close to call right now.
That's exciting.
She's saying that she believes she won.
Right. And she challenged the incumbent.
Primaried from the left.
Just like, that's what AOC did,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
I love that.
Bernie Sanders was a supporter. He said, it's victory not just for the people of Queens, but for working people everywhere who are... you don't like the Bernie Sanders
No,
voice?
She hates it. Do another voice, she says.
Who are Rudy Giuliani, who are fighting for real political change.
Oh, shit.
And demanding we end cash bail.
She didn't like that one either.
Mass incarceration, failed war on drugs.
Right, right.
Well, if she is certified as the victor, she will become the youngest ever DA in New York City.
Damn!
And the city's first Latina.
Jeez.
And first openly queer person to occupy the prosecutor role.
Well, that's good fucking news. That's great.
But left.
But what?
She's lefty. She's
That's fucking great. That's what we need. More fucking progressives. We can get rid of this centrist shit. We got all these great, we got Elizabeth Warren with all these cool programs. All these great
Bernie,
candidates.
Yeah,
yes.
All of them.
But Joe Biden has to be like, hey.
But you can't say socialism because
that's
a dirty word.
Oh, yes.
To some of them.
Yes.
Hickenlooper.
Right. Well, he got booed.
He did.
He got booed for being a dickhead.
I'm sure that's going to come up in the debates tonight. Just like
him getting booed.
The socialism word, the S word.
Right, right. And we will hear things said by Democrats about socialism that might sound stupid.
Yes, by some Democrats.
that sucks.
Who are then going to propose more socialistic policies
without saying socialism?
Right.
Maybe they're onto something there. Because people are pretty fucking dumb.
I think we should expand Medicaid. I think we should have Medicare for all. But I'm not for socialism.
No. Oh!
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Whatevs.
Whatever gets something done that's not racist.
I want to reach across the aisle and work with the other side.
Reach around.
I want to reach around Mitch.
Oh, yes. I want to reach across the aisle.
Because that's going to happen.
Yes, to all these GOP, KKK, racist load faces. And get some shit done.
I mean, instead of a president on Twitter and squealing on the news every day about these insane conspiracy theories, how nice would it be to have a president saying we need Medicare for everybody?
Oh, yes. Of course!
Using that bully pulpit. And that's what I think... I do have other criticisms for Obama, but I don't think he used the bully pulpit enough. He didn't want to shake the tree too much.
How many criticisms do you have for Obama? How many?
Drones. The drone strikes.
So that's two.
His transparency with the press was shit.
That's three.
Went after whistleblowers.
Okay.
That's shit.
That's another one. That's four.
Kind of crap. He did say if you want to keep your doctor, you can have your doctor.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all they've got him on when they say Obama. Right. Obama lied a zillion times. Oh, yeah, when? When he said you could keep your doctor. Okay, what's the second time? You know, he just lied all the time when he said he was black.
Donald Trump on television has the gall to take us through the night. He made the decision to not bomb Iran, and it was all fiction. It was a fabrication. There's nothing real about it.
It was a dark and stormy night in the... Oh, I shouldn't say stormy. It was a dark...
I shouldn't say dark.
It was a dark and rainy night.
Right.
It was a darky. Oh, rainy. Dark and rainy night.
It was raping weather.
Excuse me. I was chasing a 12-year-old through the rose garden.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
There you go. Good news there.
Yay.
That some of these more moderate Dems are getting fucking primaried.
Good.
From the left.
We're not the Democratic Party. Wait. Everybody's telling me they are more centrist than I think, right?
In some places, but not everywhere.
Yeah.
This is where that Electoral College done fucketh us because.
Oh, yes.
It's just bullshit that they say, why should tens of millions of people that live in just a few areas get to decide? Because there's tens of millions of them. That's why.
It's people.
Right.
One person, one vote. Haven't we heard that trope?
Unless you live in Montana, and then your vote is 36 times more potent than our votes were when we lived in Los Angeles, California.
Yes. What must countries think when we waltz into other countries and we start reading them the Riot Act on their fucking elections and how they do shit?
Oh, well, yeah. Welcome to 200 years of
American
exceptionalism.
God, people must hate the fucking shit out of us.
And frequently justified.
And, you know, it's unfortunate for the rest of the planet. I'm sure Angela Merkel was looking at Donald Trump and was like, holy shit, if this guy's fucking elected... We are fucked.
So it'll be interesting to see over the next few days what Trump has to say about as we now do the countdown. We got, 3 weeks till Mueller.
Oh, okay. Why 3 weeks?
Well, the 17th, everybody's got stuff to do.
Like what?
I don't know. People are busy.
Shit. Our country's under attack by Russian cyber fucks.
I think they're leaving.
Fucking our election.
Isn't Congress bailing for a while?
God, Congress.
They work so hard.
Lawyers and doctors, when they have special projects and shit, they change their schedule and they don't go home at the same time just because. You know what I mean?
8 hours ago, we did the story yesterday.
Yes.
About Megan Rapinoe, the soccer player.
Hell yeah.
Women's soccer player Megan Rapinoe just stated that she is, quote, not going to the effing White House if we win.
What?
He says F.ing. She said we're not going to the fucking White House.
Oh, okay, okay.
We did that story yesterday.
Right. He's quoting her. Yes. Okay.
Other than the NBA... which now refuses to call owners.
What?
Please explain that.
Okay, I don't know.
I just got criminal justice reform passed. Black unemployment at its lowest level. Look at the first thing he talks about, the blacks.
Yes.
Justice reform.
Right.
I'm kind of lacking up a fewer of you people. What more do you want?
Right.
In our country's history, the poverty index is also the best ever. Leagues and teams love coming to the White House. I'm a big fan of the American team and women's soccer, but Megan should win first before she talks. Finish the job. We haven't yet invited Megan or the team, but I'm now inviting the team, win or lose.
Oh.
Megan should never disrespect our country, the White House, or our flag, especially since so much has been done for her and the team.
Oh, my God.
Look at the ungrateful woman.
What's been done for you, Donald Trump? You live in a country where you can fucking... How many years in a row did he fail as a real estate dickbag?
Ooh, tons.
All the years.
10 years that
All
we saw,
years.
Right?
How many... What were some of the losses he had?
$1 billion one time?
1 year he had $1 billion.
Wasn't it?
But yet...
Or maybe it was over the aggregate.
Right.
$1 billion.
He was in this country. He was able to work hard. He pulled himself up by his bootstraps, and he turned his whole life around, right? Right? Sort of.
I'm
we
sure,
got some money from the Russian mafia.
I'm sure pretty soon there'll be a bunch of stories saying, here's the most batshit moments from today's speech. He spoke at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference.
God,
so not only did he talk to Bartiromo in the morning.
Yes.
But then he gave an hour and 10-minute speech at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference.
Is this a speech about Jeebus?
I guess. I mean, I
don't
know.
We got to hear some of this.
I think about it. Here, just skip in.
Jesus.
Let's go to minute just keep six.
Victory for life, for family, for faith, and for freedom.
Thank you all.
After just 2.5 years, our country is soaring. Our community.
Okay. Blah. Skipping.
Wow. Yeah, skip to where
I'm trying I'm trying to find a the spot where he's not looking at the prompter.
Skip to where the meds were.
Action to protect religious liberty.
I'm reading from the teleprompter.
We're protecting the conscience rights of doctors and nurses and teachers and groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor. We're with them.
Where are the Little Sisters? They're hot.
Right, right. Is this a bunch of pro-life garbage that he's spewing now?
Yeah.
Because, listen.
He seems pissy.
Yeah. But Donald Trump's a fan of abortion. Let's not pretend
I
that he's not.
A personal fan. I mean? Yeah. I think a personal financier of.
Oh, yes.
Is that right, Bill? Fantastic. It's a great school, and Jerry Falwell's a friend of mine, and he was with me right from the beginning. And he's so happy about it. I can tell you stories. He said that he was so honored to be there. He understood from the beginning.
Well, have you met his pool boy? He's a business genius.
Gave him $10 million to run a hotel.
What was going along? And he does say, and so did Pastor Robert Jeffress, a great friend of mine, he'd say, our president may not be the best at the Bible. He may not have read it 2,000 times.
What?
Once.
He may not be the best at the Bible. Then who is the best, motherfucker? Who's the best?
But he's the best for us. And that's great.
God damn.
That's true.
Stop trying to get semen! Oh, fuck you. Oh, good God.
Okay, 42 minutes in, because that's the meaning of life.
Boo. Oh, good God.
My
God.
If they spent some time on that, they could solve the loophole problem in an hour.
Here he is.
They could solve
the Faith and Freedom Conference, talking about the Democrats not allowing him to summarily execute migrants leaping across the border.
We can't just shoot them.
There's a loophole. Fund my wall.
Solve the asylum problem in an hour, and we'd have no problem whatsoever at the border. They don't want to do it. They want things to look bad. They want open borders. Open borders mean crime, means human trafficking. Human trafficking. Mostly women. Okay?
Here we go. Are we going to go to the duct-taped woman in the trunk?
We're going to go somewhere nuts.
This is like prehistoric, a word like that, trafficking. Who would think there's more human trafficking in the world today than there ever has been in history? Who would think that? You think of it almost as an ancient term. It's not. Because of the internet, all over the world, it's happening. Mostly women.
Ancient term?
What does the word traffic mean? That means like cars. A bunch of fucking automobiles.
Shipping, moving of people.
Yeah.
Without their permission.
And that's not an ancient idea.
Well, it is. They used to move slaves and shit, but I think maybe that's where he's going. I don't know what the fuck he's...
So,
who the hell knows what he's talking about?
Is human trafficking worse than it was?
Oh, yeah, in history.
Or better, or whatever it is.
And the Democrats don't want to fix it. Someday you'll explain this to me. And I actually think even from the strictly political point of view, I think it's a terrible thing for them. I hope they, you know, actually, I want them to fix it. I really do. But if they keep...
I want them to fix it, but I hope they don't, because that means I win.
Actually...
It's about what he's to say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what he's about to say.
I mean...
Keep going in this path. Who the hell would want to vote for him?
I mean, what the fuck, right? Family coalition?
He sounds,
and faith, yeah, and freedom?
You know, this guy waddles out on TV. He sounds like a fucking lunatic. And you know what's going to happen? Some fucked up thing's going to happen in the world. We're going to have some sort of our altercation with Iran. And all of a sudden, these deplorables are going to be like, holy shit. We're going into World War III with a lunatic.
Well, this isn't
we're
his
fucked.
Main crowd. This is the hardcore evangelicals. These aren't, these, you know, he loves going to the Trump rallies.
But don't the evangelicals believe he's anointed by Jeebus?
Kind of. I think there's a lot of them that are still holding their nose.
But they're going, they will surely burn in hell for denying Donald Trump the kingdom of heaven.
I guess, according to Jim Baker.
Yes.
Here's, I don't know, skipping a little bit more.
This is good.
President Obama, he campaigned on it too, never did it. Bush campaigned on it. Clinton campaigned on it. Everybody did. They didn't do it, and I did it. But what I did with the calls, I'll explain this just to this first row of young geniuses from Liberty University. What I did is I didn't take the calls. And then after I signed the document, had a press conference, announced it, and now Jerusalem becomes the capital of Israel. That's a big thing, right? After I did it, I probably had 25 calls from leaders of countries who were going to say, please don't do it. I called them back. Hey, what's up? What's going on?
What's up?
What's up? And they said, sir, we were going to ask you not to do...
But now we're thrilled that you've poured kerosene into the Mideast.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And summarily moved the embassy to fucking Jerusalem.
Right, right.
The embassy in Jerusalem, if that were possible, but you did it yesterday.
What is this crime? That he's perfect?
I think he's saying he didn't take any of their calls. He knew they were going to try to talk him out of it, so
yeah,
he said,
yeah.
Fuck you to the world.
Right.
Fuck you, world. I'm doing it. Fuck you.
I mean, that's an insane thing. I mean, Trump, why wouldn't you look at people who have worked in that peace process, and you would look back at what they did, and I would be like, when did anybody decide to declare Jerusalem the capital of Israel? How is that going to help? And if it helps, why am I the first one to decide to do it?
Well, because then... Yeah. Mike Pence and Pompeo can bump up their anal bleaching appointments.
Yes.
And get ready for.
They're
going to
go
rapture.
Even lighter?
Yeah.
Even
they
lighter.
Be pink for the Lord.
Oh, yes. That's a perfect.
When they get assumed into heaven.
That's in the Bible, by the way. Starfish color.
Well, they really think once Jerusalem is united, isn't that
right.
Part of their. Revelations bullshit.
I'm not going to accept that we got a bunch of nutballs arranging foreign policy so we get the apocalypse. I mean that is there's no way. There's no way Mike Pompeo's thinking that, right?
That's his vibe. He's the one leading those the Bible study in the White House.
Does he believe that in the apocalypse four horsemen are going to gallop out of the sky and
probably.
Do a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, probably.
He actually believes there's going to be a giant flying horse.
I guess.
Oh, shit, dude.
He's a crazy Jesus freak.
I mean, that is crazy. Jeez.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't
Yay.
Forget we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
Then we're all over where you get podcasts.
Yes.
From.
Right.
From which?
Yeah.
This
is Sassy part of the apocalypse? I mean, she is a horse.
I don't think Roy Moore is a horseman. Right. Of the apocalypse, though. Although, okay. One could argue maybe.
Right.
It's already started.
Yes.
I'll just read the headline.
Oh, cool.
Just very Trump-era headline. EPA Air Chief Bill Wareham abruptly departs amid ethics probe.
Ah! Oh, God, this cough. That's funny.
Bill Wareham, the controversial assistant administrator for the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation, is leaving as House Democrats have begun to investigate his ties to former clients.
God, wait a second. He's in charge of the Department of Air and Radiation.
Yes.
Why is that? Why are those two things together? Why are they in the same department?
Well, I don't
understand that.
I don't know. They need to go somewhere, I guess.
We've got two things left over that we don't have anybody looking into. Air and Radiation, congratulations, you're doing that now. Oh, okay, thank you.
The EPA announced the departure of the powerful assistant administrator for the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation.
Right,
perfect. In an abrupt press release on Wednesday indicating that he had long planned to leave the agency.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I meant for a long time. These investigations into my ethics and conflicts of interest and corruption have nothing to do with me leaving. Right?
What's going on? Kitty porn?
Conflict of interest.
Oh, okay.
He still had ties to his previous employers.
Oh, okay.
In the pollutant businesses.
Now, I can see how this is horrible, right? You know what I mean? He's reducing regulations so his dickbag rich friends can save.
Yes.
On how they operate their plant.
And then he lays low for a year and gets a cushy vice president of some bullshit job or a board seat.
Right.
At one of these evil corporations where he does nothing.
Yes.
Meets once or twice a year, votes in the most heinous, profitable way.
Right.
And then makes $100 bazillion.
I mean, because shit.
Yeah, that's America.
God damn. That's crazy.
That's our system right now.
It's really fucked up.
That's why AOC and inexplicably Ted Cruz are working together on that legislation that bans a member of Congress from becoming a corporate lobbyist for life. Once you're out of Congress,
right.
No corporate lobbying for you.
Has it never occurred to anybody that that might be a good idea until now? Because it seems like that's an obvious thing. If you want to fix our government, you get the money out of politics. And you can't have,
And then some of them come up with the solution of, well, we should pay our representatives a lot more then.
Oh, jeez. My God. Do your fucking job. Whatever.
The EPA administrator, Andrew Wheeler, himself.
Yes.
Has.
Right.
Coal dust on every orifice.
Oh, sure.
And oil.
Oh, okay.
The
kinky.
He said, I've known of Bill's desire to leave for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
But the date has come too soon.
Oh, yes.
Whatever.
Is he trying to pretend like he has feelings in this memo he's putting out?
The day has come too soon. I'm so sad.
Recently, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce launched investigations into allegations that Wareham and a top deputy used their posts in the administration to help utilities they worked for at their former law firm.
Yay! Of course, man. We're draining the swamp, right?
Yes.
This is a weird way to do it. Jeez.
Noah Bookbinder, executive director of Watchdog Group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
Yes.
Crew said, while not the biggest name to face ethics problems in the Trump administration, William Wareham was emblematic of the administration's struggles to remain ethical.
Oh, shit. God.
It's
all this shit, but this is serious, right?
This shit is such the opposite world of what's actually happening.
But this is a big problem. This guy's conflict of interest is an issue, right?
Yes. The guy that Trump wants to be the defense secretary used to work for Boeing or for.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody and they've already been looking into him that he's been trying to steer business to his previous employer.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, it's so fucked up.
It's just blatant. They want us to become Russia.
Right.
They want us to become just this corporate oligarch autocracy.
Oh yeah.
Corporate
autocracy. Right. But what do you do with this guy though? Does Trump fire him?
Well, he resigned.
Oh, he resigned. That's right. Just so much.
While he was at the EPA, he met with Utility Air Regulatory Group, his former client, and an umbrella organization funded by several companies opposed to stricter limits on pollution from coal plants.
Oh, shit. God.
Opposed to stricter pollution control.
That should be bipartisan. Do you want less coal ash? Do you want less pollution from coals? There's no good way to... How would you spin pollution in a positive? How would you make pollution positive?
It's big government putting straps on business that don't need to be. The air is clean enough.
Wait.
The water is clean enough.
You know, I saw that episode on Vice about climate change. And these guys in Russia that run a shipping business, they're talking about how climate change is great for them. Because now they have these different shipping lanes that opened up in Siberia.
Pompeo mentioned that, where, hey, we'll be able to sail through the North Pole. It'll be great.
To do what?
Think of all the money to be made.
To do what? We all live in a post-apocalyptic hell.
This guy, Wareham, also worked on an EPA directive that had direct legal implications for DTE Energy, a top utility that his former firm represented in a case against his own agency. So he worked for a law firm that sued the agency that he works at.
Now, the EPA.
Yes. And then he worked with that company again, met with them while working for the EPA. Whose interest do we think he had in those meetings?
This motherfucker that we're talking about likes to make money.
Yep.
This motherfucker gets paid all the time.
Again, is he just the limping calf that got taken down by the wolves?
Well,
when the much stealthier crooks are out there.
Well, I would say to you, if I was a crooked guy, I would be like, yeah, let's get in this White House. Let's grift. Nobody will fucking notice. That's why this guy thought, that's probably what this guy thought,
Get away with it.
Yeah. And we don't know that he's not going to get away with it.
And there'll be a giant orange cloud over everything.
Shit cloud.
Because all of Trump's misdeeds
are, again,
flash grenades. Who's going to look at the second undersecretary of whatever fuck?
Yeah, and we you know what? We should assume this guy's going to get away with it. Evidence otherwise. So he resigned.
Well, he resigned.
Big deal.
Yeah, I mean.
But they should investigate the guy. He should be, you know, sounded like he did some bullshit. Right.
I'm sure the Department of Justice will get right on top of that.
Oh, yes. Bill Barr is on top of. I think he's sitting on top of Trump's dick.
And looking for. Looking at her emails.
Oh, apparently. Absolutely. Is that real? Are they really going to investigate her again? Come on.
Trump keeps saying it's turning around. They know it's coming. Now we have a good attorney general.
To think, we probably have bad actors in this country trying to do us harm. And we're going to send our AG on. The AG wants to investigate Hillary's emails in 2019.
Fucked up. So fucked up.
Oh, this is spectacular.
Yes.
A group of anti-LGBTQ activists.
Oh, great. Dick bags.
Gathered on the sidewalk in front of the U.S. Supreme Court today.
Boo!
We should be celebrating this anniversary. They're denouncing the court's marriage equality ruling in Obergefell, handed down 4 years ago today.
Okay.
The group announced that some of their speakers would have to leave the gathering early in order to attend a meeting at the White House.
Oh! Oh, wow. How gross. So they're having people from this anti-marriage equality group go to the White House and what? Suck Trump's dick?
The two-hour anti-equality rally, which really turned out to be a handful of people talking to themselves.
An anti-equality rally means like Klan rally, doesn't it?
This was organized by longtime anti-gay activist Peter LaBarbera. We've talked about him before.
What a fucking dick.
Speakers portrayed the LGBTQ movement, the Obergefell decision, and the Equality Act that was recently passed in the House.
Right.
They're threats to our children, threats to our religious freedom.
Hey, you know what is a threat to your children? The guns you keep in your house, you fucking idiots. What about that threat to your fucking children?
LaBarbera and his pals clearly have influential friends in the Trump White House.
Boy.
And on the, this is terrifying, increasingly Trumpified federal courts.
Oh, my God. Why does this nutball have a voice in the White House?
LaBarbera's group, America's for Truth About Homosexuality.
Oh, my God.
Joined forces last year with Mass Resistance, whose leader has said, among other things, that according to God's very brutal rules, LGBT activists, who he describes as wanting to destroy society's morality, they need to be destroyed.
Wow. Destroyed?
Yes.
What does he mean by destroyed? Like, destroyed?
Earlier this year, LaBarbera teamed up with a widely anti-LGBTQ bunch to launch the Gone Too Far movement, whose premise appears to be that the bulk of the religious right movement is just too damn nice to homosexuals.
Listen, all of you people out there in this too damn far movement can suck a cock.
A few of the speakers at the event today.
Yes.
In front of the Supreme Court.
Losers.
Included Scott Lively, notorious author of The Pink Swastika.
Bam! The what?
The Pink Swastika.
What is that? What is that?
The gays are Nazis trying to take over your children and indoctrinate them.
Okay.
The homosexuals.
One second. Are these... Who hates who in this? Is this an anti-gay, anti-Nazi book? Or is it pro-Nazi, anti-gay book?
Well, surely Scott Lively is secretly pro-Nazi.
Yes.
But outwardly, they have to pretend Nazis are bad.
Yes.
And therefore say that the gays, the homosexual agenda is actually a Nazi socialist-like movement.
Damn. Are you telling me there are people in this country, they have to pretend that Nazis are bad?
Right. Many of them are congressmen. Senators.
Listen, let me explain Nazis. Fuck Nazis.
Also,
that's it.
Also speaking, Pastor Stephen Broden.
Broden.
And an ex-gay activist.
Oh, shit. Right.
Wink, wink, wink.
God damn. Everybody's so worried about this gay...
They're mad about, or he's mad about efforts to restrict conversion therapy. And that's an attempt to recruit children into homosexuality. So now it's allowing parents to mind fuck and torture their children.
Yes.
And try to de-gay them.
Right.
By sending them to these creepy gay conversion lunatics. That is actually an attempt to recruit children into homosexuality, according to this guy.
Oh, God. That's someone. This is so stupid. No one, gay people getting married isn't an effort to recruit straight people into gaydom, whatever the fuck that would mean.
Two of the speakers were introduced with the announcement that they'd have to be leaving the gathering to go to a meeting at the White House. Tennessee Pastors Network President Dale Walker.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And Rich Penkoski. From the Warriors for Christ.
Warriors for Christ! My name is Rich Penkoski. Fuck you!
Before heading to the White House, Walker, that's the Tennessee Pastors Network dude, screamed about what he said was the spread of hate crimes against Christians.
Boy.
went on to brag about his recent victories in getting LGBT-themed displays removed from public libraries.
Okay.
And how he's been mobilizing protests against those evil drag queen story hours.
God damn. That drag queen story hour is a cool fucking thing. And I think it's great to have young kids go to that. It sounds like fun.
Penkoski, you know, from the Warriors for Christ compared the LGBT movement to the German Nazis.
Oh, okay. How so? How so? You just can't call them Nazis. Explain to me how gay people are Nazis.
Meanwhile, this guy's Warriors for Christ Facebook page has been repeatedly suspended for hate speech.
Yes.
Also speaking, Jonathan Alexander of Liberty Council Action,
Oy,
who called the Obergefell decision an attempt to tear down our decent society.
Your decent fucking society. Okay.
He said it sounded an alarm to freedom-loving Americans.
Are you worried that the evangelicals are going to have their decent society torn down?
And here we have this guy, Michael Heath.
Fuck you.
Former head of the Christian Civic League of Maine.
Okay. Very serious.
Here he is.
The Christian Civic
League.
Here's
from this group. There's right. like five of them by the microphone holding repeal yes. Obergefell
okay.
signs. And the crowd is like 18 people.
Okay.
Rally.
We must gather here every year not to celebrate sodomy. We gather to remember and celebrate God's definition of marriage. St. John Chrysostom affirmed.
Wait, you got to hear this. Saint.
No, wait.
He quotes.
We're not gathered here today to celebrate sodomy, okay? That's funny.
That's tonight when they fire up their grinder
right,
apps.
Right, yes.
Definition of marriage. St. John Chrysostom affirmed that these homosexuals are worse than murderers. Since it is better to die than to live after such a shame. The murderer separates the soul from the body, while this one destroys the soul whatever. Along with the body.
Yes. Listen, idiot. Fuck you.
This is 2019 that we're hearing this shit on the fucking steps of the goddamn Supreme Court.
Why is this guy so fucking dumb?
Jesus.
I mean,
because he makes money off of dumb
people.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. He's you're not right. Dumb. You're right.
He's going to make money off of
this.
He's
getting paid, baby. He's making fame.
And homosexuals destroy not only their own souls, they also destroy the soul of a nation. Democracy is at the heart of what's the way politically for America. Our founders decided to bake voting into every layer of the American cake. We must never forget the diabolical and totalitarian nature of the Obergefell versus Hodges attack on our civilization.
Oh.
On our civilization.
This is, we hate those decisions. But that decision where they let that cross stand, they were spot on there.
Yeah, what about that?
Spot on.
God.
Over 30 of our states had voted by significant majorities to define marriage God's way. Many times choosing to amend their state constitutions. The vote of just one Jezebel on this appointed, unelected body of nine overturned the decision of tens of millions of American citizens.
The vote of one Jezebel, is that
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Is that Ginsburg or is that
she's a Jezebel?
Wow.
Jesus. If this isn't totalitarianism, I don't know what is.
Oh, fuck you.
Americans don't trust their institutions. It would be imprudent to do so. This wicked, unconstitutional decision gives all of us significant cause to deeply question the jurisprudence of this court.
So there you go. I mean, they're trying to, the sign says right. behind them, repeal Obergefell.
Well, if this guy is their poster boy or whatever the fuck he's doing,
not a lot of danger.
He sucks. He sucks. This, and what I don't understand is why not more excitement?
Well, and nobody this was abortion, at there because nobody, he's talking to nobody.
Yeah, that's true. But this abortion shit, this is his thing. He loves it.
Did you hear a crowd in the background cheering?
No.
Did you hear one clap?
You know, I didn't.
Well, there you go. So
jeez.
That's what's the good news is okay. that these assholes are being further marginalized. Scary part is they're also becoming further radicalized. And now their violent rhetoric is no longer veiled.
Rhetoric. It's just
it's not veiled anymore. Yeah. Now
right.
they're outright saying it. We're going to have to pick up the you know, we're going to have to pick up the plowshares and go after.
Is that Steve Bannon's thing, though? Where he wants the racism to be out there and blatant, that he doesn't want anybody to be embarrassed by it. Nationalism,
yes,
maybe?
Yes.
I don't know.
Populism, he calls
it. Right.
We call it racism.
Yes. And
xenophobia.
Lodge Nazi.
We got to go, y'all. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. And always available at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
All the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's meet in the treehouse again tomorrow.
The treehouse.
I don't know what that means.
Please clap.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.